The silly season has been eventful this year, no question about it. And with me today is John Cruz. And John, I look at a lot of guys. I get to talk to a lot of guys about the silly season, which is when you change and look around and try to add and do all the different things you do with sponsors. But you've kind of taken the lead, I think, in the contest with most changes and going to fish only one tour after being a two-tour pro for a lot of years. But you've got a lot of new, neat things going on.
I do. I have a bunch of really cool stuff happening. It's really exciting. I tried to take it to the next level.
Well, I guess the first thing is that, you know, you've been with a lot of the same people for a lot of years, ever since I've known you anyway. And this year aligned your companies so you could fish the Elite Series, but aligned them that things kind of match up better. I mean, it's not like a piece of a puzzle anymore, but the puzzle really fits good together for you. And you've got a new boat company, a new motor company, and a new trolling motor company you'll be working with.
Absolutely. I mean, first off, I was working with Advanced Auto Parts last year at an associate level, and they've stepped up to be the premier sponsor for me next year. And myself and Marty Stone and Gerald Swindle, the three of us, are going to be running the Advanced Auto Parts wraps, and we're really excited about that. And the cool thing is I'm going to get to wrap a new boat. It's going to be a Bass Cat Puma, and I'm really excited to be associated with the Pierce family and the Bass Cat and the whole owners group. I mean, they're a really, really tight group of people. They all have one common goal. They believe that their boat's the best.
Well, and you get to work with the Pierce family, which is a long and storied tradition. But now I look at what Rick's doing over there with Bass Cat. He's getting a pretty premier group over there when you start looking at some of the new additions he's had this year.
Absolutely. He's getting a little aggressive. He's really enjoying it. You know, this is not something he's just jumping into. Everything that they do over there is very calculated and very deliberate, and there's lots of research and everything behind it. So they're not doing anything irrational. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it for 35 years. I think they'll be just fine.
Well, you start matching up, you talked about Marty Stone with your auto parts deal, but he's also over there at Bass Cat. And then, of course, Mike Iaconelli joined that team. So that team is, a bunch of good anglers, no question about it. And he's been very strategic in who he picked there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And in addition to the Bass Cat, I've also signed a nice deal with Mercury. And I'm really excited about that. The first time I got to use that new Pro XS was at the Classic in Pittsburgh, and I was impressed. I said, man, this is a good motor. And making all those cuts in the Classic last year, I got to run that motor a bunch again, and the way that thing just chops up the weeds and doesn't get clogged up and everything, I was really excited. And when this opportunity came up, I thought it would be a good match to have Bass Cat and Mercury together there.
Well, you look back at it, I mean, most folks that know you and know you've been around this sport for a long time, you started with Mercury in the past and had their motors in the past, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had two Mercuries right when I started out fishing, and they definitely supported their anglers. Back at that time, I had a few issues with my motor, like everybody does with whatever motor you have, and they really stuck behind me when I was with Yamaha, they did the same thing. So, the competition between, especially those two companies, has really raised the bar and the customer. I'd say the pro satisfaction rating, but the customer satisfaction rating definitely went to Mercury last year with that new Pro XS, and that's according to J.D. Power. So, I would expect that they'll probably win it again. Just seeing how the motor was handling out there on tour and the times I got to ride in it.
Well, you also parlayed that Mercury sponsorship and Brunswick sponsorship into a trolling motor as well.
That's right. Yeah, it was kind of a two-part deal, and I'm really excited about that. They, that new digital series is really nice. It's very quiet. It's really powerful, and I'm looking forward to running them.
Well, John, as this thing develops, okay, now you've talked about four sponsors in particular, but, when you're sitting there and your guy that's fishing the Elite Series had great success in the last couple of years in particular, and you start looking at aligning yourself and fishing one tour over the other and some of those kind of things, how much of a challenge has this been in the off season for you?
Not really. I mean, nothing that I've done has been something that it's happened real fast. I signed a deal with with Berkeley and Pure Fishing to promote their fishing lines and soft baits and the Abu Garcia reels and Fenwick rods, and that's something that you guys showcased on Bass Fan there about a week ago. And, you know, that deal, I've been talking with them for over a year. You know, that was something that had, you know, I just had been getting to know them, and something that just goes along slow. And, you know, this fall, you know, we started talking about promoting all those brands, and things just really fell together.
Man, you talk about falling together with great companies. I mean, John, I look at the list you've got put together now, and it's a premier group. I mean, I remember the days talking to you on the phone when you were starting out with the Bass Fan Army, you know, fishing BFLs, and it seems like not that long ago, but now, man, you've got a premier group with you.
Absolutely, and the neat part is, you know, I've had a couple companies stick with me. You know, Lowrance has stuck with me again, and they're, you know, everybody's happy with what we're doing for each other, and you know, they were actually my very first sponsor way back in, I think it was January of 2000. They gave me my first little deal, and it's been neat to keep them along for the ride. And I mean, they dominate the bass market. So really, to me, there is no other depth finder. It is a Lowrance unit, and that's pretty much it. And then on the on the hard bait side, I've got to keep Spro and Gamakatsu, and we have a real good relationship with the guys at Spro and myself, and we're actually designing a crankbait together, and I've got the first prototypes about 2 weeks ago in, and that thing is going to be just smoking good. It's going to be awesome.
Well, you know, you look at it, and one of the things about Spro that makes them unique is you actually get the bait, you know, and you get to design the bait, and the people, when they buy the bait, get exactly what you put on the table. I know with Dean Rojas's Frog and Bill Cimentel with the Big Swim bait, now with you with the crank bait, and of course OT Fears and that spinner bait, Spro's hit the mark as well.
It's really nice to be involved with a company that says, this is your crank bait, design exactly how you want it. I tell them, I say, look, I want just a little bit off the back, or I want this to be this way. And they say, look, it's your bait. Design it how you want it. You know what you're doing. And that's what they've done with their lineup of pros. And each pro's gotten to design their bait to what they really know how to fish. And I mean, Gary Klein with his jig and everything, they're going to make it exactly how we want it. And that's going to be what the consumers are going to buy.
Well, you got to be excited about the way you've lined everything up. Any new surprises you haven't told me yet on anything going on?
The one biggest surprise, it may trump all of my sponsor changes, in that my wife is pregnant. So we're looking forward to expanding our family, and we're really excited about that. And we're looking forward towards a due date sometime in late August.
Well, I can tell you this, John, you know, knowing the fact that you recently got married and the fact that, you know, you're now going to have a new family there, you can't talk about sponsorship deals with her anymore. And I know I'm sure she likes your paycheck, but it's about the baby now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Tomorrow we're going to our first doctor's appointment. So I'm really excited. I've never been excited to go to a doctor's appointment before, but I am now.
Well, that's right. You'll have to get that new baby, whether it's a boy or a girl, out there fishing and making John Cruise too, or you know, what girl's name have you come up with, I guess is a better question.
No, we're not sure. We're still kind of discussing those. It's kind of fun. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. That's what it's all about. Well, congratulations on a great off season, and John, you couldn't have a better bunch of sponsors. I'm glad we got to talk to you about it here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thanks, Terry. I really appreciate it. You guys do a great job letting us tell everything that we're doing, and give the fans access to what the pros are doing in the off season and all year long, really.
Well, I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.